Love rarely begins perfectly. For Dylan Reed and Zoe Clark, it started with a mortifying bathroom encounter at a college party, where Zoe accidentally barged in on Dylan and then blurted out that she needed to kiss him, not from desire, but because of a dare. Their second meeting a year later wasn't much better. Zoe crashed into a building model on campus, and Dylan caught her, immediately recognizing the bathroom girl who disappeared on him before. Despite her embarrassment and claims of having a boyfriend named Zach, Dylan's parting words, "Third time is the charm," hinted at something neither could yet imagine. What makes their story so compelling is how authentic these moments feel. Far from the polished meet-cutes of romantic fantasies, their connection began in awkwardness and gradually evolved into something profound. Their journey reminds us that sometimes the most beautiful relationships emerge from the most imperfect beginnings. Have you ever wondered how quickly life can change with one unexpected turn? For Dylan and Zoe, everything shifted when a housing mix-up made them reluctant roommates. Their reunion was nothing short of comedic disaster. Zoe attacking what she thought was an intruder with a rolling pin, only to discover it was Dylan, followed by her towel dropping in shock. That night, they talked until midnight, discovering shared grief, common interests, and compatible quirks. Their living arrangement created a unique dynamic, intimate yet restrained, with an undercurrent of attraction neither acknowledged. Dylan's words, "I think you're going to be my best friend," carried promise, while his private thought that she had no idea what kind of trouble she's in with me hinted at deeper feelings forming. Their connection grew through mundane moments, breakfast conversations while Dylan exercised shirtless, late-night movies, and the rhythm of sharing space. In a college culture of hookups, they were building something rare, genuine friendship as foundation for something deeper. I think we're gonna end up kissing one of these days, and I bet you'll be the first one to beg for it. With these words, Dylan transformed their roommate dynamic. Though Zoe mentioned her complicated relationship status, she confidently accepted, "I've never begged to kiss anyone in my life." This playful wager electrified their shared space. Every accidental touch and lingering glance now carried the weight of possibility. The bet served as both barrier and bridge, acknowledging their attraction while preserving their friendship. What made their relationship compelling was its underlying honesty. Despite physical attraction, they built genuine connection through late-night conversations and domestic routines. Their dynamic highlighted fundamental differences. Dylan, direct and confident, Zoe, cautious and guarded by unshared secrets. As weeks passed, Dylan struggled to keep his hands and eyes off Zoe. Every interaction drove him crazy. Hallway encounters, her sleepy morning appearances, even watching her reach for hidden M&Ms. The bet had become both torture and anticipation. Beneath their growing connection lay dangerous secrets. Zoe's complicated relationship wasn't romantic. Mark Wilson, the football coach, was actually her biological father. Born from an affair, Zoe had only recently connected with him after her mother's death. Mark demanded secrecy, especially from his son Chris, who didn't know he had a half-sister. Dylan, meanwhile, misinterpreted the clues. Zoe's private meetings with Coach, their tense interactions, Mark's possessive behavior, concluding she might be romantically involved with Mark. He couldn't reconcile the Zoe he knew with someone dating a married man twice her age, yet the evidence seemed convincing. This misunderstanding created a painful irony. Both were falling for each other while misconceptions threatened everything. Zoe couldn't reveal her paternity without betraying Mark's confidence. Dylan couldn't voice his suspicions without risking both relationships. Their situation reveals how external pressures and past wounds trap two people who care deeply for each other in a web of assumptions and silence. Danger often strips away pretenses and reveals what truly matters. For Dylan and Zoe, this moment came when Zoe's friend Kayla was raped by her boyfriend Keith. Later, when Keith appeared high and aggressive, he began choking Zoe against the wall after she refused to leave Kayla alone with him. Sensing trouble, Dylan found them, pulled Keith off, and punched him hard enough to break his nose. Dylan began choking Keith, stopping only when Zoe pleaded with him. The aftermath revealed their connection went beyond attraction. After hours with police and taking Kayla to the hospital, they returned home where Zoe finally broke down. Dylan joined her in the shower where she stood sobbing fully clothed, holding her as she collapsed and promising to always be there. That night, Zoe crawled into Dylan's bed, unable to be alone. Despite their physical tension, Dylan prioritized her emotional well-being, a restraint showing the depth of his feelings. In this vulnerable space, all games stripped away, they discovered what truly mattered, their instinctive need to protect and comfort each other. Just as Dylan and Zoe surrendered to their feelings, sharing a night of intimacy where Zoe admitted her heart beats differently for him, everything collapsed. During a confrontation, Mark Wilson revealed he'd paid Zoe's mother to end her pregnancy, only acknowledging Zoe when her dying mother threatened exposure. When Zoe refused to continue lying to Dylan, Mark slapped her and threatened Dylan's football career. Dylan walked in, seeing them standing close with Zoe's reddened cheek. He misinterpreted completely, assuming a romantic involvement between them. When Mark told Dylan to leave and Dylan asked if that's what Zoe wanted, her silence, paralyzed by Mark's threats, confirmed Dylan's worst fears. For 2 weeks, they lived apart in misery. Dylan blocked Zoe's number, preventing any explanation, while she struggled to protect both his career and her dignity. During this separation, Zoe finally told Chris the truth about their shared parentage. The people we care about most often suffer the deepest wounds through misunderstanding, proving sometimes love isn't enough when communication fails. 2 weeks after separating, Chris arranged for Dylan and Zoe to meet. At Jimmy's bar, Dylan's expression hardened seeing her. In the alley, she handed him the DNA test proving Mark Wilson was her biological father. They embraced, both admitting their misery apart. Their reconciliation built on honesty, culminating in Dylan being selected second overall by the New York Giants. As his name was announced, he found Zoe with tears streaming down her face, sharing his triumphs. Dylan expressed, "I love you too, Flash. On and off the field, you're my hardest fall. No one has ever compared, and no one ever will." 6 years later, they're happily married with a daughter named Sophia, their home filled with both blood relations and chosen family. When Dylan asks if she's happy, Zoe assures him, "I love our family so much. I love you so much, Dylan Reed." Their story shows that love isn't about perfect timing. It's about choosing each other despite complications. Sometimes the hardest falls lead to the softest landings.